didn't really know what was going on exactly. It kind of took me a second, and then my boyfriend had picked me up, and I was like, oh, there's a bull there.
We want her to go up to the emergency room. And through that, they did a CT scan of her. They noticed a lump on her neck, and the emergency room doctor said, you have to get that checked out.
How does he know?
Is he some kind of doctor?
So it was, I guess that's a positive spin on a kind of a horrific, scary story. Paige discovered that turns out it's cancer, and Paige is on the phone with us. Hi, Paige.
Hi.
There are easier ways to find out that you have cancer, you know.
Well, I guess I just wanted to do it this way.
Yeah, okay, you're stubborn. I understand.
Before we go any further, let's ask, is the bull okay?
Yeah, right.
Yes, he is.
Thank goodness.
Actually have seen him.
Okay, so you're obviously you had pretty good seats if you were right there where the bull could jump into the stands. How high up were you? How did it take us back to how it ended up in the stands?
So we were actually in the front row of the VIP section, and I believe the arena has 6 feet walls.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, like I said, we were sitting front row, and me and my boyfriend, we were sitting there watching. It was the last run of the night, actually.
Uh-huh.
And he had done the whole run. He was on the whole time. And then as the kind of ended, I had looked to my left a little bit just to kind of look at something, and all of a sudden I looked back into the arena to my right, and he's just right on top of me almost. So.
The bull, not the boyfriend, right?
Yes, the bull.
Okay, and was your boyfriend, was he riding the bull, or was he just sitting next to you also?
No, he was just sitting right next to me.
Okay, and what's the boyfriend's name?
Brandon.
All right. Let's talk about, was it his idea to take you to the rodeo? Because I don't like this boy already. he's a very aggressive kid.
It was kind of his family decision. His stepfather, he was sponsoring one of the chuck wagons that night. And me and my boyfriend, we weren't going to go, actually, but because of that, we wanted to support the family.
Okay.
So we ended up deciding to go. And then,
so it's not your future in-laws ironic. Trying to get rid of you. It was actually something you wanted to go to.
Well, what's funny is, ironically, my boyfriend, on the way to the rodeo, he said, wouldn't it be funny if the bull came over the barrier some point tonight? And, of course, it happened.
Yeah, it's hilarious, Brandon.
Make sure you tell Keith Morrison that when he shows up at your place, because I have a feeling this is not going to end well for him.
Yeah, that's right. Brandon was a noted, he had many girlfriends who disappeared after the rodeo.
This is the difference between manslaughter and attempted murder, okay? I'm just saying, the fact that he knew it could happen.
So, how badly were you injured, or was it a precautionary thing? They're taking you to get you checked out at the hospital.
So after it had happened, we got checked out from the Justin sports team at the rodeo. And then they said that we needed to get further evaluation just to see if there was anything internal.
So like a member of the Justin sports team, like one of the clowns, I would prefer that we have a doctor look at me instead of a dude who hides.
He was.
Okay, he was a doctor. Good.
Yes. Right. And so we went to the local hospital, and I ended up getting some healing fractures on my L1, L2, and L3.
Okay.
And then secondary to all that, that's when they had found the lump.
Wow. And you hadn't any idea? You hadn't noticed anything prior to that?
No, not until we had that CT scan. I never really noticed.
Holy cow. So, our producer told us that tomorrow is the day you're going in for surgery?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. And you told your doctor, listen, I got a big radio interview on Monday. Can we do this Tuesday? Is that what?
they had to make sure.
So the prognosis is pretty good then?
I mean, so far, yes. Right now it's just I have that mass on my right side, and right now they plan on taking out just the right side of it, but they also, they just recently found that it is possible that it has spread to the lymph nodes. So while they're in surgery, they're going to get those lymph nodes tested, and then it's possible that I'll need a full thyroidectomy. And then I possibly would have to go through the radioactive iodine as well.
Wow. So when a thyroidectomy, what's the downside of no thyroid? There's be on medication for the rest of your life, or how does that work?
Yeah, you'll be on thyroid medication and possibly calcium the rest of your life, yeah.
But it's pretty treatable and survivable. It's treatable and survivable?
Yes.
Okay.
Before we get into how survivable it is and treatable, let's make sure we get down how you're going to be cared for by your boyfriend.
Yeah, where's Brandon going to be doing this?
We got to make sure that he knows the list of things he needs to do for you.
Right.
He does. He's actually here with me. He will definitely be making sure that I'm doing everything I need to do.
Well, that's good. But remember, there's also some waiting on you that needs to take place also while you recover. Yes.
Okay.
He's been tremendous through it all.
Okay.
All right. Since he's in the room, cough twice if you feel, you know, that you're not safe. That was once.
Well, he's actually asleep in another room.
He's sleeping while you're slaving away.
Right. You got a surgery on your thyroid, and he's sleeping.
God.
Get up and make breakfast.
Wow,
you just endured you got stampeded by a bull.
Now, when you have this surgery and we find out what the results are, we'd like to catch back up with you because you've had at that point you will have had three pretty traumatic experiences. One, of course, being the attack from the bull inside the rodeo ring. The other being the surgery, and of course this interview.
Yeah,
we'd like to know where on the scale we are.
Oh, I'm getting lightheaded. I nearly have to go. Well, we have the rodeo is coming up at our arena in, is it February? It's the Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo.
Really?
Yeah.
Saturday. She doesn't want to go. She just got run over by a bull.
Well, Brandon said he'd like some tickets in the VIP section right near the chute.
That's very strange.
That's where I put all of my ladies.
That's exactly what I want.
Have you been to the rodeo since?
No, we haven't had. I only ever really go to my local one, but I have no hard feelings against it. I'll be going each year. I've been going since I was a kid.
Yeah,
so.
But don't. I wouldn't even eat a hamburger if I were you. There's something up here.
I have cattle at my own house. I've been around cattle my whole life, and I mean, we're actually friends with the bull now. I went and saw him before we came here, and.
Now, when you say you have cattle at the house, is one of them sleeping in the other room? That's mean, Paige. That is just mean.
We're about like 40 feet from the pastures.
Listen, I watch Yellowstone. Do you want us to come down there and take Brandon to the train station? Just cough twice.
I've never seen that, so probably not.
That means, okay, yeah, you don't. You've never watched Yellowstone? It's about a ranch.
No, need to, though.
Yeah, you guys live for that crap. It's all about cowboy. My dad used to rodeo, and he tells me, he's like, you know, that's not how they do it on a real ranch. I'm like, oh, thanks, Dad. So.
No, I bet. I need to watch it, though.
Oh, you should. And make Brandon hand you the remote and something cool to drink, because it's in the fourth or fifth season now. So, all right.
Okay, perfect.
So you're all set and ready to go for tomorrow?
Yeah, gonna do all my pre-op this morning, actually, after this. So.
We put a link to your story and the GoFundMe page at our website, twodorks.com.
I sure hope your appointment goes well tomorrow. Yeah. I'm telling you.
How long?
I try to be as positive as possible. So
right. Well, I'm positive. You need to stay away from Brandon. He just I get a bad get a bad vibe out of this boy.
I kind of like him a little too much.
Well,
so.
There's other people out there. You just got to be positive that you'll find somebody.
I'm seeing that some of the recuperative treatments after this kind of surgery is foot rubs, very important to the overall health of the human body. So some feet rubbing needs to take place, possibly some making of some sandwiches, some other things that he should be doing. So put together a good list because, you know, you're going to be out for a while.
That's right.
Or are you? Are they going to put you out for this, or do they just start hacking into your face or your neck for nothing? Like, you should get
I'll have recovery for about 2 weeks. I'll be out of work, and then we'll kind of go from there. So, and it also depends on the radioactive iodine as well with my recovery and what they find.
Well, just because you're all tough and everything.
It all depends on that.
Just because you're all tough and got trampled by a bull, take all the pain meds that you can get. Don't be a tough girl. You're not trying to impress me.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay. Well, thanks.
No, definitely.
Thanks for sharing your story with us, and good luck. And really, think about Brandon. I don't see this working out. And don't tell him we said that. Don't tell him we said that, okay?
Never.
Okay, good. Tell him it was Howard Stern or something. All right, good luck tomorrow. Thank you so much for chatting with us, Paige.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, we'll see you. Bye-bye. If you would like to go to the world's toughest rodeo, the Cinch World Toughest Rodeo, now there's no guarantee that
this is what we're using to transition to ticket giveaway.
How would you do it?
Well, the bull just nearly killed a woman.
I'm trying to save somebody's life. You might find out you got cancer.
Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo and Cancer Screening.
Well, you do get to go down on the main floor and meet the cowboys.
Where away.
What sort of cancer are you looking to get screened? Right up here in the old prostate.
Nope, you're good.
Tenth caller will hook you up with tickets.